Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. And joining me this morning is two lovely ladies who the name is synonymous with tradition and thankfulness in Connecticut. Taryn Miller Stevens and Cal Miller Stevens of Miller Farms. Taryn is the head of special projects and Cal is the chief ambassador of Miller Farms. And they have a very special thing going on this year because they can't do the turkey tent, which we've all, you know, come to love and learn, and it's become family traditions for many. So they're doing a little something different this year, and that's the thankful turkey. So Taryn, thank you for joining me this morning. Give us a little bit of insight on the thankful turkey program.
Going into 2020, we knew it was our 70th anniversary year. So we were already looking at doing some new and innovative things to bring our community together around celebrating our past, present, and future. And then COVID hit very suddenly. And, all of a sudden we saw our neighbors and friends and 50 million Americans have to file for unemployment. And being in the food business and having 70 years of, being really a community-driven business since the very beginning. My grandparents, Margaret, Oma, and Earl Miller started the farm in 1950, and it was really about listening to the needs of their neighbors. They were delivering eggs and then started the turkey farm. And so when we looked out and thought about November, and this was back in March, we realized that we couldn't do Thanksgiving in the same way. It just, the number of people gathering together under the tent would be, it would be dangerous for people's health. And also we just knew that it was time for a little shift. So everything combined, we looked at how we could help our neighbors, and the idea for the thankful turkey, came from how do we best give back this year? So for every turkey purchased, one will be donated to a family in need at Thanksgiving through our partner FoodShare, which is our local Feeding America food bank in Hartford, serving 118,000 greater Hartford area. And that's in a normal year. They're right now serving 1,000 people a day. So that's the background of the campaign. I'll kick it to my mom, Cal. We've been working on the campaign together. Labor of love. It's a family affair. She can give you a little bit more background about, the evolution of the family business over the last 70 years.
And that's something, Miller Foods, the family tradition, you're doing this with your mother. Cal's been a great friend of the station for years. I mean, we always look forward to seeing you, Cal, come in with, the Thanksgiving or the Easter. The Miller Foods, the Oma Pride, the name Miller Farms has such a great history in the community, and just to continue this, that's been amazing to see, and it's got to be an amazing experience for you just to continue that community tradition.
Joey, I see your three boys and Aaron, and I knew it even before Christopher was born, and I get goosebumps because I'm gonna miss it. A lot of people are, too. I don't mean to get emotional. So the world has changed, and we all have to go in a new direction. And we've always been community supported, and this was the best thing that we could come up with. And it's exciting. It's a new journey, as we all are on new journeys. And the 70 years of tradition, I've never worked or lived anywhere else than Avon, so my roots are really deep. And seeing what's gone on in the world to make a difference, that we want to try to keep the family business, small business, whether family or not, going. Because we see what's going on in the world, Joey. The big are getting bigger. The small family farms, the working families. And we're trying to keep America what it was built on. And so with our thankful turkey and Taryn's awesome foresight and Capri, as she said, with our 70 years and 70th anniversary, we're going to have a big festival and you know, a big dinner. And with the dinner, you would donate a turkey to the food bank. And this is another way of extending to the community, because right now I know people, and I'm trying to keep this upbeat, looking at it now, and I'm sure in November things will be much different. So we want to plan ahead for the future of our friends and family and people that I know will be in need. And what the heck about Thanksgiving, Joey? It's just about food and family and friends. And all you have to do is wear a loose elastic band so you can eat. not political, not religious.
Nope.
It's just about life at the moment.
And that's one thing we've talked about over the years. I mean, Thanksgiving is by far my greatest holiday. I love, because that reason right there, it's not commercialized. What does the day
right.
mean? It's meant to get around the table with family and friends and just enjoy each other's company. It's the one holiday that hasn't gotten corrupt, I guess we could say. And I mean,
I like that. It's true.
It's great. It's the greatest holiday of it's ever been around in my mind still. I mean, like I said, you have Thanksgiving, then you have Black Friday, and even who knows what Black Friday is going to look like. My thing in life is always this. You plan for the worst and hope for the best. So you're planning ahead what Thanksgiving might look like. If things turn around, you know, this whole virus is gone and life resumes to normal, it's just more people that this project was able to help. And Taryn, maybe you can get into the project a little bit. How can people help out with the Thankful Turkey?
Yeah, thanks, Joey. And just to touch on one word that really stuck out in what you said was enjoy. And we've really grounded the campaign in joy. The holiday itself is about joy. And we know families are hurting right now through this emotional time this year. And everything has changed. And so we see the campaign and the Thankful Turkey really about joy and bringing people together. So there is a creative online crowdfunding platform called Kickstarter, which is where we're launching the campaign. So the Thankful Turkey campaign is on Kickstarter right now, and people can learn more about it by going to our website, which is millerfarms.us, so M-I-L-L-E-R, Farms, FARMS.US, and it'll link you to the campaign. And right now we're doing, for the campaign, from an incentive point of view, we're doing free shipping and local delivery to anyone who supports the campaign, and limited edition aprons, which are really beautiful. Shout out to our designer and brand strategist, Michael Sheary, who's been fantastic, and our intern, Sweta Kantipundi, who's been wonderful as well. So that's it in terms of engagement. And we're just so excited to bring more people into the fold and support families in need this year.
I mean, and that's the thing. Go ahead, Cal.
I was just going to say, it's about turkey and food. It's something that hasn't changed over generations. Holidays change with what people serve or so on. Thanksgiving, I would say probably 90% of the people eat turkey. The other 10% eat
the amazing side. Vegetarian side.
Yeah. They don't even have to get fake turkey.
Yeah, I think it's about gratitude, right? And that's what our family's about. We're here because someone before us made it possible. So we're all about paying it forward. And we're very grateful for what we've been able to build and want to bring as many people on the journey with us into the future.
And I mean, that's the thing. You know, Miller Farm started as just a small neighborhood farm, but it's expanded because of the community. And the community knows when a company is being thankful for them. So, I mean, the community has helped you grow, but in turn, you've helped the community grow by growing. I mean, whether it's the farm or, you know, Oma's Pride with the dog or the animal food and expanding into different towns here in Bristol with that facility, Miller Farms has just been a staple in the community. So the fact that, you know, you're not just, okay, we're not doing it this year. Well, we're not going to do what we normally do this year, but here's how we're going to continue to help the community. You know, for businesses to do that, especially during this time of, you know, social distancing and everyone's kind of having to, I don't want to say revert, but go back to and enjoy the good old days, you know, family and friends and farm fresh food and supporting local businesses. The combination of everything has just been amazing to see, and the creativity of people that have advanced and excelled during this time with projects like this or other projects that Food Share is doing, and you guys helping Food Share. It's just amazing to see. And you know, you take that civility and humanity and team it up with Thanksgiving now. I think it's just a winning combination all the way around.
So one thing that we've been brainstorming on, Joey, and maybe we can talk offline about this, but you know, if your listeners are interested, what we'd love to brainstorm with folks on between now and November is we want to really create an authentic way for people to connect on these sharing of recipes. So we're figuring out what the best way is going to be for that, whether it's going to be on Facebook via a group, in a chat or what have you, maybe a listserv. We're brainstorming internally right now, but I think what you've hit on is that in this time of social distancing, people want to feel connected now more than ever, and people are cooking now more than ever. So sharing great recipes for Thanksgiving, I think, will be important this year more than ever before.
And I think that's the thing, you know, this year, you know, schools got shut down early. There's no excuse parents and families don't have to let kids and introduce them to cooking. You know, everyone's always joked, well, I couldn't do this. We had too much activities, blah, 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 blah. Get the kids in the kitchen. Get them ready. And heck, maybe come Thanksgiving time, you can let them take care of everything and just sit back. I mean, that'd be pretty thankful. That's some thankful thinking.
I love it.
Don't forget the dishes.
Yes, the dishes. The dishwasher will be running nonstop.
Yeah, that's true. But it is true, Joey. This time has been difficult, challenging, changing, and also a lot of good things about it. As you're saying, with
a lot of gifts.
A lot of special gifts.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a great thing. Like I said, you know, people can check out more information, millerfoods.us. They can head right over to the Kickstarter from there for the Thankful Turkey. It's going to...
It's actually Miller Farms.
Or Miller Farm. Okay.
Yeah, millerfarms.us. So millerfarms.us.
And I mean, it's all the information's there. They'll head over to Kickstarter and watch the video. I just watched the video. It's a great thing. And I mean, Taryn Miller Stevens, Cal Miller Stevens, the whole Miller family, you know, with like you said, the extended family in Avon. It's just something that people have known and loved and traditionalized over the years. There's no reason why you can't get your Miller Farms turkey. Be thankful for what you have. Spread a little love. Get a turkey for someone, you know, and then they'll send a turkey to someone else that's in need. The idea is great, and that's something the Miller family has just been known for. So, Taryn, Cal, I appreciate you joining me this morning.
Thank you, Joey. Thank you. We appreciate it. Our fourth generation, Capri, and three of her young men, I call them boys, I'm their great auntie, Cal.
You're everybody's auntie, pretty... Cal. Let's be honest. You're everybody.
Thank you, Joey.
I guess I get to be the one that calls her mom.
Yeah, you got that honor, I guess, Taryn. But you know,
I do.
And that lady, of course, is Cal Miller. And her daughter joining us this morning, Taryn Miller of Miller Farms. The thing they got going on, it's a great thing. You know, everyone knows the Thanksgiving tent with the giant inflatable turkey and the pictures and just the family and the fun and the food. But with COVID-19, they're not going to be able to do that this morning, just like a lot of other things. So they're doing things a little bit differently with the Thankful Turkey. So if you want some more information, you can check that out at millerfarms.us, millerfarms.us. So let's buy a turkey, give a turkey. Let's put them over their top to help spread some family and love throughout the community. Thank you for joining me this morning. And remember, great things happen at home in Connecticut.